James Marcus joined Amazon.com as a senior editor in 1996, practically prehistory in the world of internet commerce. Back then, the book-selling behemoth had so few employees that in addition to his job as a reviewer, Marcus had to help program Amazon's website and even pack up books for shipment. Marcus stayed until 2001. Along the way, he made a fortune on paper and lost most of it. Now he's written a memoir of those turbulent years. It's called Amazonia, 5 years at the epicenter of the dot-com juggernaut. James Marcus told us he was swamped by books from the moment he walked in the door.
As I recount in the book, on my first day on the job, in fact, my boss came in with, I think, 16 or 17 volumes of Patrick O'Brien's maritime epic of novels. She said that the latest installment was coming out, and essentially I needed to review all of these books in one afternoon. Now, you know, I'm happy to say that wasn't the average workload there. As things settled down a little more, I was expected to do between 8 to 12 books a month. But I have to stress that I wasn't supposed to be reading these books on the job. That was strictly forbidden. And I had, you know, many other sort of technical and book-related tasks to do besides reviewing. So it was actually quite a heavy load for a book reviewer.
Did you feel that you could do justice to these books? That did you feel, you know, guilty maybe that you had to zip through them?
Occasionally the speed reading part got me down a little bit. The only thing that made it a little bit easier is that some of these books could be backlist or classic books where I'd already read them and essentially had to flip back through them again. But, you know, it was an awful lot of reading, and at times it did induce a little bit of guilt.
Yeah, and if not on the job, when did you find time to read them?
That would be during all of my waking hours off the job, basically.
It seemed to have been a fun place to work. There was this interesting mix of kind of these eclectic people, some computer programmer geek types, and some literary types like yourself. And then the MBAs came in and ruined everything.
Well, that might be tarring them with too broad a brush, but after all, Amazon was turning into a bigger and bigger business. They did need business people. And some of them, at least, tried to apply the one-size-fits-all rule for selling soap or cleanser to selling books. And so that was sometimes very frustrating for the editorial people. What's also funny is that, you know, this is a standard version of the editorial side fighting with the business side that you see in, you know, many magazines and TV stations and all sorts of media. What's funny is that it was taking place, in this case, at a retail operation of a kind that usually doesn't have an editorial staff. So it was very much a brave new world of e-commerce and the net, and everything was done in a new way.
And sometimes you had to get your hands dirty, literally. You and the editorial side were pressed into duties in the holidays in the warehouse fulfilling orders.
Yes, everybody was, really, from management, you know, programmers. Everybody on down had to do it. And that became a holiday ritual there, working 10, sometimes 12-hour shifts, expediting the movement of goods in and out of the warehouse. And this did have a fascinating side to it because it put you right in touch with what the company was doing.
And gave you an insight into the reading habits of people.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes some insights that you didn't want to have that much. But you saw everything. I mean, you picked vast quantities and wrapped and sent off vast quantities of bestsellers. That was fantastic and great fun.
Some of those insights, though, you say, weren't so pleasant?
Well, I mean, of course, I mean, Amazon had an official rule that, for instance, we would not sell hardcore pornography. But that leaves a lot of latitude for every other kind of pornography under the sun. So, yeah, you saw enormous amounts of that. There were all sorts of books about, you know, field stripping your .22 rifle and creepy survivalist tracks. And, you know, I wrapped more copies of Mein Kampf than I care to look back and remember. So, you know, Amazon, in the name of free speech and selling lots of stuff, would sell just about any book in the universe, and that was part of its allure. But, of course, you saw some unpleasant materials go in and out of the warehouse.
Did you feel at any point any pressure from company higher-ups that in order to push these books, you had to write favorable reviews of them?
Bizarrely enough, I was never pressured to give a favorable notice to a single book the whole time I was there, even once it became a lot more bureaucratic and corporate, and even once there was enormous pressure to turn a profit.
You did, though, try to push books that you personally liked.
Oh, of course I did, yeah. I mean, I had to walk a fine line there because during several of the years I was there, I edited the site's homepage, which meant the front page you went to when you came to the store. So there were, a 1.5 million people a day coming through there. That gave me a lot of power to try to put a book in front of many, many visitors. However, if I simply put one of my own egg-headed choices on there every day, I would have had the job taken away. So that was a fine balancing act for 2 or 3 years. And then eventually that part of the site was automated as well.
Would you do it over again? Would you go back and knowing what you know now, would you have spent those 5 years at Amazon.com?
I would unquestionably do it again. The first 3 years were just fabulous fun. Going over Niagara Falls in a beautifully upholstered barrel is one way I've thought about it.
And do you sneak a peek at the Amazon.com website to see how your book's selling?
I cannot tell a lie. I'm afraid that I do. I know that I shouldn't. I know it's a very bad habit. It is essentially the crack cocaine of authors in our age. But once you start, it is impossible to stop. So I try not to do it too much, but I really would be lying to say I've never glanced at it.
We'll take a click on Monday.
I'll certainly do that.
James Marcus' memoir of his 5 years at Amazon.com is entitled Amazonia, 5 years at the epicenter of the dot-com juggernaut. He joined us from New York City. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.